We bid you greetings as we open this weekly program from Words of Life. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who love Jesus and want all listeners to also love Him. To balance out our recorded programs, Brother David Johnson will again speak to us from the book of James. This week, using James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, he will share on the topic, You May Be Mature. We now worship our Lord with songs of praise. Please pray with me. Lord, as human beings, we get to enjoy some special times in our lives. Talking to you, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus is always special, and for this we thank you. Please use the words of this program for your glory. Please also be with all those who are working to uphold your holy name, including the works of faith and in local congregations as well. We know that from study that your word teaches that Jesus is going to call us to be with him at your appointed time. We want to be ready for that great event. And thank you for listening to us today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present You May Be Mature.
Thank you for listening to this Words of Life radio broadcast as we study the Scriptures, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Word of God, the Bible. We have finished the series recently of the Epistle of James, but I thought it important that we emphasize one of the passages, and so we have another lesson from the book of James. The title is, You May Be Mature. Certainly a subject we all need. And the text is taken from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. I'm going to add a few verses to verse 6. Listen to the text. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Most of us know that maturity means, for example, when your teenager first came to you and asked, Dad or Mom, when can I drive? When can I get my driver's license? And we would probably have said, when you're mature enough, you can drive. Maturity has to do with full development, physical and or mental. There is also, of course, spiritual maturity, which should be desired by all Christians. Spiritual maturity, as with all maturity, necessarily takes time. We need to cultivate. We need to develop maturity in us, through us. Exercise and practice the spiritual building blocks of maturity, which can include, for example, fervency in prayer, frequency in Scripture, genuine worship, generous works of mercy and love in Jesus' name, and etc. Usually, faster track maturity comes with enduring, persevering faith through trials and testings of many kinds. In James chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, in part again, the testing of your faith develops perseverance. When disease strikes, for example, we need to still trust God, whatever the outcome. When debt comes and we struggle to pay our bills, we still need to rely on God, whatever the outcome. Perseverance and maturity does not mean we just resign ourselves to whatever happens. It's not a fatalistic issue. Growing perseverance and maturity is faith-based. It's a faith-tough resolve to endure, to develop spiritual stability, trusting the end result to God. It's willingness to work through the situation God has given or allowed, rather than struggling to change the situation in our own strength and our own resources. It's when we find that we cannot change the situation that we need to lean upon God, not allow our faith to falter. We also should not run from our trials or problems, but run to God, trusting in Him. James chapter 1 and verse 4 says in part, "Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature." It's coming face to face with our weaknesses and limitations in our trials with God's help, and to grow despite them, which teaches us humility and dependence in our faith, in the object of our faith, our Lord and our God. A preacher illustrated tough times and spiritual growth in this way, quote, "Have you ever been to a real Italian pizzeria? It's the dough that is the best. That dough goes through major abuse before it's ready to be eaten. That dough is slammed down, treated rough. A rolling pin smashes it, flattens it out. Most people don't think about the process, the time of making the dough. They just focus on the good stuff. Pepperoni, sausage, cheese, tomato sauce. But the good stuff doesn't happen until the dough has been made ready to receive it all. Similarly, people just wanting blessing from God, just wanting health and happiness and wealth, but blessing, we should understand, also comes in testings and trials, that our minds, that our maturity level can be able to receive it and work through it and trust God for the end result. That's maturity in our growing faithfulness," end of quote. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." That's a mature mindset. That's a kingdom mindset of faith in the Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord that is in His will? The Lord said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, in part, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Sometimes circumstances are so overwhelming that we need to let go and let the Lord carry us. The weaker we are, the more God's grace and power and presence are obvious as we yield to God. Some indicators that we need to mature more, that we still have room for growth in maturity, which surely is true for all of us, is, for example, being perpetually discontent, that happiness seems to be impossible. Moreover, that joy in Jesus is rare. These are indicators that we need more maturity for sure. Christian maturity includes joy and looking and seeking happiness with God's leading and our following, and, of course, being content in our circumstances. Also, for example, do we have a hard time working through problems as an indicator that we need more maturity? Do we have a tendency to run or to put off rather than face and deal with our problems? Are we procrastinators when it comes to dealing with what we know needs to be dealt with eventually? Sometimes we need to start with learning again contentment in our circumstances. For example, the Hebrew writer wrote in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" So, we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" It all comes down again ultimately to our faith, the maturity of our faith in the Lord to help us, yes, to become content whatever our lot. In Christ, we're still saved, we're still heaven-bound, no matter how rough, how tough it gets in life. So how can we build? How can we develop spiritual maturity? How can we grow in spiritual stability with more continuity? A Christian counselor advises these principles. A. Stop searching for the perfect situation. Work through your difficulties. When discontentment comes, exercise more prayer, more Bible study. Seek to discern the root cause of discontentment, not merely the symptoms. This requires a lot of real honesty with ourselves. B. Ask God for wisdom to discern God's direction in your life, in your circumstances. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 again says in part, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt." Ask. Believing God can help, can guide, and trust in God's directions, God's promptings, the Holy Spirit within the born-again baptized believer's direction and help and guidance as he comes alongside us and points us in God's way, in God's will. But how do we know that they're God's directions? One short answer would be, invariably, joy eventually comes when we follow God's counsel. Joy proves it's from God. Now, we should understand that joy is not happiness. Happiness is tied to circumstances, good or not so good circumstances. But joy that comes from God comes to us in spite of the circumstances and even in the midst of unhappy circumstances. Bad circumstances, we can still have joy. Now, that's not natural. Exactly. It's supernatural. It's from God. How do God's directions come? Obviously, God can direct us through His written word, impressed upon our minds, our hearts, and our wills. God's directions can come through the indwelling Holy Spirit within the born-again believer, whom illuminates us and moves our hearts, minds, and wills in His will. And also, God certainly can work through other people, especially more mature Christians, to counsel us. Sometimes we need mature Christians to hold us accountable, to help us to examine our motivations and our actions, for follow-up, to keep us on the straight and narrow. Accountability, responsibility for our motivations and actions. Now, what if our faith is weak, which stunts our growth, stunts our maturity? Faith is only as great as the object of our faith. Faith is not a vacuum. The object of our faith as Christians is the Lord, God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the triune God. He is the object of our faith. He is the mover of our faith. We can grow our relationship in Him. We can grow our faith as we grow our relationship, our fellowship, our intimacy, our maturity in Christ Jesus by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to the glory of God the Father. Consider a simple illustration using Scripture. The Hebrew writer wrote in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 in part, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." Let's look at some key words here. Fix. That involves effort. That involves our effort to focus and refocus on Jesus. Jesus is not with us tangibly now. So in our mind, in the eye of faith, We visualize His personhood, His presence in our lives as He is indeed working in us, with us, by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of Christ, that we, through the eye of faith, visualize Jesus as real, as our Lord, as our Master. He is the author, that is, the originator, the source, the initiator, the preeminent one, even in our faith, according to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. And not only do we fix our eyes on Jesus, not only is He the author, but Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 also says that He is the perfecter of our faith. He will carry us through to a more perfect, a more complete faith. Our maturing relies on our personal, individual, intimate relationship and fellowship in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit and to the glory of the Father. Mature Christians desire to deepen that relationship. So you, dear listener, do you know Jesus intimately and personally? Have you confessed Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Have you repented of your sin, put your faith in Him, confessed Him as Savior and Lord of your life, been baptized, immersed into Him? Are you persevering in Christ Jesus? Are you growing in Him? It's not a stunted faith. It's a growing faith. It's not a lack of maturity. It's a growing maturity that we should have, a spiritual maturity by the power of the Holy Spirit helping us along the way.
It is our prayer that you are living faithfully for Jesus. If we can help you in your relationship with Jesus, please contact us with questions and comments. You may also have a free CD of this last week's program. Excuse me. Let's do that whole last section over. It is our prayer that you are living faithfully for Jesus. If we can help you in your relationship with Jesus, please contact us with questions and comments. You may also have a free CD of this and last week's program by requesting 2046. That's CD 2046. You may also make one request of CDs for the entire Book of James series. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.